This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I have a special guest joining us next segment. Right now, we're taking your phone calls. Al in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Al.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, so I just wanted to bring up a key piece of information that I think was overlooked by the Sandy Hook trial. So still to today, FBI.gov has the Uniform Crime Report. And if you look up Sandy Hook, Connecticut in 2012, it still says zero murders and manslaughter in that category. So the FBI confirms that nobody died at Sandy Hook in Connecticut in 2012. Even if you go to 2013, because it happened in December, still it says a big goose egg. Nobody died. This is very specific information from the FBI confirming nobody died in Sandy Hook.
Yeah, no, that actually was brought up during the so-called kangaroo trial. And the thing is, they say the state of Connecticut doesn't report deaths, so the FBI doesn't put them in there. But that's why people are asking questions, one of the reasons. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in Wisconsin. Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, Jones. I just wanted to talk about something I saw on Friday evening. I was watching ONE Fighting Championships. It's a mixed martial arts promotion out of Asia. And they had their first event on Amazon, and one of their main sponsors, even on the page for their the ONEFC website, is globalcitizen.org. And naturally, you know, being a viewer of your show, this kind of struck a chord, so I went to the site to check it out. And you can go and look and read all these wonderful articles, like five ways our lives would improve in a circular economy. And this is Klaus Schwab's You'll Own Nothing, You'll Be Happy About It. And this article goes on to say how the World Bank estimates that Americans produce all this waste. And, you know, what they don't say is this is how they've set the system up. So this is how we behave. This is how we act. And now it's all our fault. They kind of sidestep blame. It's everything that you're always talking about, that they built up this system for us to be in. And now they use that as the reason why they need to get all of us under control. We're all dangerous. You know, all throughout history, that's what the elites have said, that 95% of us are dangerous to ourselves and to the future of the human race. And also, I was listening to Richard Grove interview John Taylor Gatto, The Ultimate History Lesson. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
And, I mean, this, I would recommend that people go and listen to this. It's 5 hours full of everything from the history of public education in this country and how we're just kind of set up to fail. And I believe that if you can learn this, you can kind of get out ahead of it, and you can learn to get out of this way of thinking and actually, you know, make some real change, enact some real change in our own lives, and to try to prevent or mitigate some of what these people are trying to do to us. You know, the World Economic Forum, all the usual suspects. So that's about it. Go check out that globalcitizen.org. They're just kind of stuffing it down our throats everywhere they can.
Oh, and they just announced world government. We're getting rid of the humans. We're going to cut your resources off to bring you to your knees. I mean, that's what's so frustrating is this thing is out in the open. Thank you, Aaron. All right. Joining us is a very special guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, themedicalrebel.com. She's been massively censored. She's a medical doctor, predicting everything that's unfolded. And now we have governments admitting 9 out of 10 people that are dying of COVID have been double or triple or quadruple vaxxed. This is so huge. And then after she leaves us, I'm going to go ahead and just host fourth hour. After she leaves us, I'm going to hit Trump calling for a new election. Massive news. Trump's response to us, my ultimatum about coming out against the vax, and these drag queen pedophile story times and the big developments in Texas. It's all coming up today. Infowars.com. Stay with us. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globals are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight.
All right, Dr. Lee Merritt, for 2.5 years, has been exposing COVID as a lab-made product, and she's been exposing the deadly shots. She is now completely and totally, absolutely vindicated in triplicate. I'm going to go over some of the big developments that have just unfolded, but I just want to, out of the gates, go right to her to talk about the state of the world and what's coming next. She's got a DNA strand behind her, if you're a TV viewer, and they're now announcing that these DNA swabs, these COVID tests we took at universities and medical centers and you name it, were actually sent to a DNA database. Got a big stack of news on that. This is part of a massive globalist takeover. There is no doubt. So Dr. Lee Merritt, thanks for having us on. Why don't you give folks the 35,000-foot view, then we'll zoom in with a microscope and look at the specifics.
Well, the 30,000-foot view may be a quote from Edgar Allan Poe that I've become insane with long intervals of horrible sanity. It just seems like every time we turn around, it gets more confusing. You know, the real issue is, there is this really even a genetic war? I've had this DNA strand behind me, but you know, we're not finding DNA in the vials of these vaccines. I think in the real quick summary of this, I think there's a lot of misdirection, and I think they got us looking one way when we need to be really looking at another way, and that's wavelength. We talked about it on the show here a long time ago about the implication of 5G, but I didn't realize I still thought there were viruses and DNA was like I was taught. And I'm not sure.
No. They know it's not blood clots. It's artificial circuitry confirmed by hundreds of prestigious universities, you name it, growing in the body. It's just causing blood clots.
Right. And I have to say, the one thing I can be absolutely sure of, and your previous caller brought this up, is that schools have failed us, but it wasn't by accident. You know, lack of knowledge. You have Mark Passio on here every once in a while, and I really like Mark Passio, but he has a 2-hour excellent, everybody should watch this, video on demystifying the occult. And occult just means hidden. And I will tell you that they've hidden so much from us that it is very hard to get a handle on what is true. That's really our problem.
Well, that's right. So dive right into it, Dr. Merritt.
Well, you know, the thing that came, first of all, there's been some issues of just, you know, the whole genetic thing. What's really going on here? A couple things didn't make sense. Like, you know, in 2017, I know that they were doing these eye gene therapies, and we've been spending $3 billion in genetics research every year, but for that, only about 3% actually goes to anything real, anything used in medicine. Now, they claim that they've made a genetic vaccine here that goes out in the whole world, but I looked it up. The cost of a genetic therapy in 2017, the one that they kind of tout as being the prototype, it was somewhere between $800,000 and $1 million. Now, something isn't ringing right here. How can they then just suddenly, within a couple years, make this so cost-effective they can do a gene treatment, the genetic-based therapy on the whole world? There's something not right here. And then you have, I also, Feng Zhang of the Zhang Lab at MIT. Now, he's what they call a biological engineer. He's got a PhD in biological engineering, which is a little creepy. But he's always cited as being one of the premier genetic manipulators, having been the pioneer of CRISPR. But, you know, if you go on his site and you actually read what it says that, although we typically talk about gene editing, in reality, we mostly do gene deleting. Our ability to precisely integrate new stretches of DNA is limited. So, and then the final issue here is, I interviewed Dr. Purnima Wagh. You may have seen a small snippet of her on the internet, but on my Rumble, I've got a 2-hour video so people can really watch and hear her for themselves so they get the understanding. Because there are 18 lab researchers. She's a PhD in virology. There are lab researchers all over the world that have come up and said, there is no genetic material in these vaccines. And that's not one that is going to be too mishy-mashy. That's one of those things where we understand, electrophoresis, gel electrophoresis. It's a simple way of separating molecules. If it's there, they should have seen it. And secondly, we have a technique called the Raman spectroscopy. So I'm telling you, they really looked at this. That also can be very precise at looking at molecules using their refraction, I guess, using laser light. So they did not find genetic material in these vials of vaccine. And they looked at the Sputnik, they looked at Sinovac, they looked at all of these different ones.
Sure. Well, didn't they just simply find outside material that cuts DNA? Like you said, they're not manipulating DNA, they're cutting DNA that causes mutation in cancer.
Well, they're doing something. And the question is it really genetic based? So what they found in the vaccines so far, and this is labs in Germany, India, all over, they found it's a base. They're all the same. They say the vaccines are all the same. They're a basis of hydrogel with reduced graphene oxide. And then they've got a variety of metals in it. Now, you know, the one thing I can tell you for sure about graphene oxide is it is not safe. You know, you look at it and yes, it has a lot of potential. They say a lot of potential for all sorts of interventions into humans. The problem is it really has lots and lots of problems. And if you think about it, it does a lot of the things that we're seeing, the clotting, the neurologic damage. It's been shown to give you abnormal immune responses. I mean, and
what you're saying is it's a big mystery. All these labs around the world have found it's triggering the body, not just what they inject, but using your own body's chemicals to start growing these complexes inside the body. We know that's happening. The question is, what is it for? And why do they have all four vaccines that were backed by the NIH to cause this?
Right. Again, because they're all the same, essentially, and their purpose was never, let's just keep in mind, we also have to have a correct worldview that they were never here to help us. This has never been about making anybody safer. If you look at the tragedy of the child vaccine program, they've increased
sure,
their
doc,
overall.
Doc, you're going to have the floor when we come back. I don't think I'm going to let you out, so yeah. I'm just sit back and turn my mic off. But pulling back to the 30,000-foot view, as I said, yeah. You don't want to extrapolate, give your opinion, but clearly, you're a smart lady. What is this really about? Building capacitors into us? Changing the life form? Because that's what Klaus Schwab says. We're going to go in your bodies. We're going to change who you are. We're going to make you be ready to interface with machines. And it looks like that's what this does. And a bunch of people are going to be killed in the process.
I think that's pretty close to right on. And I think they're using the graphene somehow as a transformative agent. In other words, it can transform gigahertz to terahertz to run nanobots. It's an electrical receptor.
So they're putting nanobots and electromagnetic energy.
Yep. And 5G will coordinate it. That's why they need 5G.
So to dumb it down, they're putting the plug into us. They're putting the interface in.
Yeah, anybody that says, oh, they're going to put a chip in you, that's old news. They don't need a chip. All they need is this microscopic system injected over time. I don't think they, the good news is I don't think they can do it in one piece.
And Yuval Harari has said that. He said we're going to put nanotech in you to interface.
Yep. I think that's what it is. I don't think it is. It doesn't have any other. If they wanted to just kill us outright, they could have done that a long time ago. We know that. I mean, there's so many technologies out there that are just completely world-busting technologies. Tesla's death ray. But that's not what they're doing. They're doing this to, first of all, I think they love our misery. There's somebody out there that just feeds on our misery, but because it's just been horrible experience, right? But the second thing is they're going to take away some of our population. We saw the Guidestones, and they're going to transform people. Look, if anybody's seen Westworld, What's Westworld really telling us? It says there are people that look like us, that talk like us, that walk like us. This is the protagonist said this, but they're not us. And if you look at that show, the new Westworld, it shows that for every robot that are synthetic, they have to have a lot of human.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Exposing all this. Tell them to shut up during this segment and the next and just let her host and start over and lay all this out because it's so big. And I've studied it myself. It's not a really even a gene therapy like they say. It just cuts your DNA. It just kills your DNA. But it also rewires you. And some people it grows faster, some slower. They're testing on us all like guinea pigs. And we've got Klaus Schwab saying it's a revolution taking us over. Dr. Merritt, please continue.
Well, thank you. I tell people we need to change our language so we understand what's going on. The idea, we keep talking about these viruses, but quite frankly, we have some proven technology that can cause disease, but what is unproven is viral transmission, especially airborne viral disease. So let's turn our thinking more and let's move over to the idea that they're using toxins against us. You know, in Latin, virus means toxin. And in ancient medicine, the only two treatments are purification and detoxification. And we've lost sight of that, and we've gone to this idea that these little animalcules float out of our mouth and make people sick. And everybody says, well, but I know people get sick. Yes, but you can get sick for other reasons. And I think I want to start there, actually, because it leads into all this. And it's maybe not what you're going to expect, but there, in the 1930s, the 1920s in Russia, in the Soviet Union, and trust me, the Russians are way ahead of us on this research, or at least way ahead of what we're being told we have. There was a guy named Kaznacheyev, and this is what he did. He took a tissue and he divided it in two parts, and he put cells into one container from half of the tissue and cells in a container B, let's say, from the other cells. And then he connected them, and the only thing that connected them, it was in one chamber, but separated between the tissues was an optical window. Then he took the first side of these cells and he blasted them with, let's say, irradiation. I mean, he was going to murder the cells some way, either with radiation, staphylococci, he could put in bacteria, he could put in arsenic, you name it. Whatever he put into side one, then he watched what 12 hours later, he watched to see if side two started changing. Well, if the window glass was glass between those two chambers, nothing happened. But when he put in quartz, he started to see an effect. And what the effect was, and it was subsequently called the mitogenic effect, or my favorite is death photons. What he showed was that side B starts dying using the same pattern of death. If it was radiation, side B started dying from radiation. If it was arsenic, side B started dying with the same symptoms of arsenic death. Okay, so whatever was killing side A moved over to side B when they weren't physically connected. They were connected by an optical quartz window, and that quartz window allowed the UV, the difference between quartz and glass is quartz allows ultraviolet or near ultraviolet rays to get through. So that's why they named them the death photons, because they said something is being given off by these cells that is causing these other cells to get sick. Now, if we take a step back and we say, look, if this is happening, and we know that it has an electromagnetic signature, and we can capture that electromagnetic signature, just like Luc Montagnier showed and others, then we could program and we could broadcast disease. When people say, well, if there are no viruses, how can I get sick? I'm going to tell you this is how. Now, Royal Rife, they did a lot. Royal Rife was doing the opposite. Royal Rife was a very well-known scientist also about the same time. He developed a microscope of 5,780 some parts that he handmade that had all quartz optics. And quartz allowed you to see all this radiation, all the UV light, all these different wavelengths. Now, he could get 15,000 magnification off a light microscope. What can we get today? 100 years later, we're stuck. Yes, there's a picture of Royal Rife, who was born near where my office is, actually. But here he is in 1929. Now, we are in 2022, and we are still hampered by having light microscopes that don't use a complete quartz system, don't use his patented lighting, and we can get maybe 2,500. But what did he tell us? Well, he told us a lot of things, and think if we'd gone down this road. He said that he could watch with his microscope, and this is pretty impressive in the days before Foley catheters. He sat there for over 24 hours, sometimes 36 hours, I guess, without moving to observe the live bacteria. And what he showed is that bacteria had what they call a pleomorphic phase. In other words, bacteria would morph into viruses and back again into bacteria. What he called viruses. Now, they were smaller things that were moving around. He called them viruses, but they aren't what we call viruses. And the other thing he noticed was that all these different things, whether it was tuberculosis or staphylococci, whichever one it was, they had a specific wavelength. They had a different color. So a different color meant a different wavelength. And so he developed the what he called the mortal oscillatory resonance, or MOR. It was a complementary wavelength, or a non-complementary, that could blast these things and kill them. There's a famous story, and I don't think it's apocryphal. I think this really happened. He went to multiple radio stations in San Diego, near where his lab was, and he asked them if they all simultaneously on one day would broadcast a particular frequency, a particular sound for a particular period of time. And after it was over, he announced, he said, "There, we have just cured tuberculosis in San Diego." Because what he showed is that if you find the right frequency, you can do lots of things. So he was doing good, but there's a potential to do evil. So I'm just going to say we have been, this knowledge has been hidden from us, but it was not hidden from the Germans. For example, they were doing it. Koznacheyev's work was looked at in a famous lab in Germany. And guess what it was called? It was called Marburg. And what do we think about Marburg? We hear about Marburg. We hear about a virus of Marburg. But to be honest, there are less than 600 cases of Marburg in the world. What's really going on here? So let's say I personally think we are looking at wavelength medicine, and we're looking at wavelength medical warfare. And ultimately, we are DNA, we are wavelength beings, and we can be manipulated that way.
Well, they know DNA is a transceiver, and I remember the London Telegraph has done the reports when a sperm breaks into the egg, there is a pulse of energy, and they don't even know where it comes from. There's like an interdimensional release as it electromagnetically releases, and we know that we're electrochemical. That's how our cells operate, but they ignore all that in so-called mainline science because we know from Tesla and others it's the real science.
Right, and that spark, I believe, is what they called, that's why they called it the mitogenic effect. The Russians actually discovered that. And so I think that there's a lot of potential there. Now, that gets us back to the whole issue of what are we facing? We're facing, what happened during the COVID lockdowns? Well, they put up all these 5G towers. That should have been a suspicious moment to begin with. The second thing is, now we're finding out there's no genetic material in the vaccines. There's reduced graphene oxide. Now, graphene oxide, I know Dr. Nowak, the German scientist, the German doctor that died, was talking about this razor blade effect. But quite frankly, graphene oxide is so tiny. I'm not sure that's really what's going on here. I'm not buying that it's slicing anything, except maybe DNA. It may damage
DNA.
Hold on,
Dr. Mary. Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at preparetoday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on terrible food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at preparetoday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for affordable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We've been told it's genetic.
You are either
evolution.
With the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We've been told it's a genetic revolution. We've been told our bodies are being taken over by the Club of Rome and the Davos Group and the UN, and now they're doing it under Lee Merritt. Medical doctor is here laying out what's really in these so-called shots that have killed so many people. The whole separate subject that we've been vindicated and we've all been confirmed to be accurate, that you're 9 out of 10 dying of COVID, they say, are dying from the shots. That's a British medical journal. It's all coming out. They don't care they got caught. That's a whole other subject. Where is this going next? But what do the shots actually really do? And why would they risk global rebellion to put these in us? Dr. Lee Merritt, please continue.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you wanted to talk a little bit more about the shots, but I was...
You can talk about whatever you want, Doctor.
Okay, well, I'm going to just proceed on a little bit with this nanotechnology issue and the issue of it not being primarily genetic modification necessarily as we think of it. And I was saying, I love that you played the Westworld theme, because really, I think that's telling us things. If you look at Westworld, it's very expensive to maintain synthetic robots. Wouldn't it be a lot cheaper if they could just put something here to control me? I mean, that's really where this goes, I think, is that...
No, that's that's what Klaus Schwab said. I played the clip of the first hour. We're going to make humans the commodity. The revolution is taking humans over.
Right. I mean, I think that in my mind, I used to think the world was Currier and Ives and Norman Rockwell. And unfortunately, you were right long ago when you pointed out the statue of Moloch at our Bohemian Grove, because the world is more like that. We are serfs in a world that we have not understood. And it's a horrible situation that we're kept here by tax bondage and lack of knowledge. So we have to understand this. And the lack of knowledge is leading to what I'm about to talk about. And that's called the rise of the nanomafia. Okay. There's a doctor, and I just found this because I actually was looking up the Khazarian mafia or something. I was looking up some mafia point, and this popped up.
And before you get there, they don't want to just have all our data. They want to make us the data.
Right. We're going to be the data, and we're going to be the robots, because we self-assemble, we self-reproduce, we can take care of ourselves, and then they can kill us off when they want, and we can just be controlled. I think that's where this goes. So, there's a doctor, I believe he's a doctor. He's at the Faculty of Medicine at the National University in Mayor de San Marcos, Peru. And anyway, his name's David Flores. And he wrote an article that came out in the International Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation Journal. And the name of the article is The Nanomafia, Nanotechnology's Global Network of Organized Crime. And here's basically what he said. And honestly, one of the reasons he wrote this is he was just kind of upset that people he thought were getting the Nobel Prize in Medicine and Physiology, and they were doing work on unwitting patients, people that, just like the death camps in Germany, the people that were compelled to be in these and maybe not even know it, or like the CIA experimenting years ago with LSD, and they dosed people without them knowing it. It's totally unethical, and he didn't want people to be getting the Nobel Prize for this. But anyway, what he says this is happening in South America. It's really kind of starting there because they have the cartel experience that, if you're going to do work if you're a high-tech biotech research arm and you've got these grants and you've got this money, but you can't get people to want to have nanobots put in their brain. This is about nanobots. There are orders of magnitude smaller than anything we're talking with chip technology. So these are things that travel through your bloodstream. You can't really see them with a naked eye and really can't see them. They're below microscopic levels. So these are very, very tiny. So they didn't, but people don't want to be dosed for this as an experiment, no matter how much you pay them for the most part. So they got in bed with the cartels and they got involuntary subjects. And what he's saying is you don't need injections to get these nanobots into people. They actually believe that beer is the best way to do it. So what the cartels or what the criminal element that was involved in this figured out is that they could use it as nanotechnology as a criminal in their toolbox, right, as a weapon. You know, you don't have to go – now I don't have to go and I don't have to use guns and violence and it's very messy to try and rob a bank. All I have to do is take the bank CEO out and dose him in a beer. You know, have him have a drink of a beer and have him dose it. Apparently beer works well because, you know, beer kind of has things that open up your gut a little bit and open up your blood-brain barrier. It disinhibits you a little bit. And apparently the idea is to put these nanotechnology devices in our brain.
And that was the new James Bond movie was all about nanotech.
Yeah, I interviewed Jay Dyer on he does some of your programs, and he's really interesting on predictive programming. And I started going back and looking at this stuff, and all through the last decades of movies, and mostly I watch TV, old TV shows, they tell you over and over that we have people among us that are not us.
And why do they do that? Why do they have a need to tell us what they're doing? To program our subconscious?
Yeah, that's what I think he thinks it is, programming it subconscious. I'm not sure it isn't just a, you know, the old religious, you know, idea that if I tell you what I'm going to do and then you stupidly do it, I'm not guilty. I think this is the way they
see
it.
Sure, it's a free will issue.
It's a free will issue. And unfortunately, what we've seen, you know, we always used to wonder, as a child of the 50s that was not too far after World War II, I remember my father, who was a physician, small town doc, and his buddies sitting around talking about how could it, when the word started coming out, what had happened in Nazi Germany, they kept saying, how could this have happened? How could this have happened? Well, I think we now know. And if you're paying, and we've now got not only corrupt researchers, we've got, and corrupt governments goes without saying, but we have corrupt hospital administrators, health unions, professors. You know, we've got the organization. And it isn't, you know, it's not what we expected. You know, when they said we took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, I didn't really expect it would be domestic medical authority. But that's what it's turned out to be. And now they're using it for other things. Now, you notice in Canada, and I think it's a combination. It's a control. We're going to be controlled by this technology if we don't stop it. And I think there's a way out to stop it, but we're going to be controlled if we don't stop it. And there's also depopulation. There's no question this is about depopulation. And you know, in Canada right now, I think I heard the number 30%, but for sure what's happening is that elderly going into Canadian hospitals are being offered euthanasia.
Oh, Trudeau came out 2 weeks ago and said, we're going to push euthanasia on people.
That's right, and that's what they're doing. I heard 30% were offered euthanasia. So what's the point there? It's because all governments ultimately don't value you as an individual. You know, this is getting rid of the deadwood that are too old or infirm or something wrong with them.
It's they're Bill not, Gates they're saying, not kill the old lady and hire 10 people.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what we're doing. And I have to say, in 2009, when I was president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, I gave a talk about this. And it was about the lessons of Carl Brandt, still on the video somewhere, and on YouTube, but amazingly. But, you know, the reason that they did it is they had a philosophy. And the philosophy was that the state, the organization, trumped your individual rights. That's what all of this is about. All of this is abrogating our individual rights for a world in which there's technocracy. It's so organized and worked out, and don't worry that we won't have all that messy electoral process problem. That's what this is about. We'll probably have the appearance. Now, the issue really is how we get out of this. And the first thing I want to say is the people running this show. You know, in 2011, there was a guy named, I think, Gladfelter in Switzerland, and he did a study, and he showed that of all the corporations, millions, 37 some million corporations in the world, they really boiled down to be 147 companies. You know, we hear about BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard are the big three, but there are 147 companies, and then people on Wall Street looked at that and said, actually, they're run by, you know, 10 big funds. And then somebody else on Wall Street said, well, if you know that, then you know that those funds are actually in the control of about 150 men around the world. So it's right out of John Coleman's book on the Committee of 300, where he claimed the 300 men ruled the world.
Global corporate dictatorship. Dr. Lee Merritt, let's talk about solutions straight ahead. We'll be back.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Solutions devolve into what we can do as individuals and what we can do as a community. So as individuals, the first thing you have to realize is don't be afraid, because they love it and it's counterproductive to your survival. It doesn't help you. Knowledge is the antidote to fear. You need to learn things. And the world now has been divided into kind of 2 groups, and that's the group that sit back passively and let the news tell you things. That's just listening to the intelligence services. Don't do it. You have to actively go out and seek out the truth and question everything. And question everything means go down to the basic science, so, you know, as deep as you can dive to feel out how did they actually prove something to be true. So you got to have knowledge. The other thing is you need to be healthy to be a warrior in this. We want to save the world for our children. At least I do, and I think most of you do. So I think there are 5 or 6 things I always say about being healthy. The first thing is don't poison yourself. It's unbelievable the number of poisons we take in. But some of them are almost unavoidable, like the city fluoridates your water. But we have solutions for that, too. But don't purposely take in things like, you know, wheat products that are doused with glyphosate. I mean, there's just so many things. You have to look at that. So don't poison yourself. And then you need essential nutrients. You need about 90 essential nutrients that you can't get except eating it. And our soils are depleted. So, Alex, you've got the, you know, you've been on this. You are the tip of the spear on this. You've been doing this for years. I mean, they're going to lie to you. The government lies to you and says, oh, those supplements, that just makes expensive urine. No, that's what set us up for this. Don't believe them. Research it yourself. You need to supplement, and there's certain things that you need. Parasites. Parasites are a big lie. I've got a parasite protocol on my website. I learned some of this from Brian Artis, but also just think about it. There are five or six things they really, really don't want us to have in terms of drugs, and they are all anti-parasitic drugs. Chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, nitazoxanide, what am I blanking on? Ivermectin, and then chlorine dioxide. They really don't want you to have that. Chlorine dioxide is a universal antitoxin, and it helps with the fluorine problem. It helps with lots of things. I would, you know, people go to jail just for mentioning it. I'll mention it and say, this is for educational purposes only. This is not approved by the FDA. I just happen to use it. So you have to take care of yourself. Now, the other thing is, don't abet the enemy. Don't work for these guys. You know, Eichmann didn't kill all the people in the death camps. Little people like we did it. We got together and we didn't stand up and we didn't quit. You know, if you're a nurse or you're a pharmacy tech and you're still injecting these toxins into children, stop doing it because it won't be forgotten. You know, the thing we have to remember is the 150 guys on the top of this pyramid, they move money, they move around a lot of words, but they don't do the physical reality of working the world, of creating the wealth, of doing all the things we do. They're just keeping us separated from each other and fighting each other, so we don't realize that. We have to start realizing that. So I think, you know, I think that's a big way to go. Now, the other thing is, don't let them distract you with viruses when we need to be starting to look at wavelengths. I'm serious. During this outbreak, early on, I realized there was the fix was in. There was something wrong here. Even though I still, you know, was kind of going down that viral paradigm, I noticed that the guys in Haifa had taken out the Wi-Fi from their kids' schools. They thought it was dangerous. And there's a lot. Don't let them tell you there's no evidence for this. There's lots of research you can find online. There's a ton of it. Arthur Furstenberg just has a download that you can do. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that show you the damage of all sorts of wavelengths. I just did a deep dive on the pandemic of 1918. And really that started with the telegraph lines, the guys moved down from the farms in Tennessee and they were suddenly surrounded by all this copper wire and this telegraph. It sounds a little crazy, but it really is true because, Alex, you put up a video and it showed part of the electron transport chain. How do you metabolize your food? You take the food in, it goes to your mitochondria, and it has an electron transport chain. And that transport chain gets messed up when you suddenly change into a higher electromagnetic field. And that's what happened. That's one of the reasons.
All the studies show once new electromagnetic systems go in, we get sick. We adapt to it quickly. Right. But that's when all these studies show it's happening.
Right, and we don't always completely adapt to it. So I can't remember if it was Nepal or Sri Lanka. I'm just having a brain blackout on the country, but I just read about this. And basically, the country had been, you know, rural, not electrified for its entire existence. And then I think in the 1990s, about the time we were putting in cell phones, the government decided to electrify the country. That country developed the highest rate of diabetes. You know, change. The rate of change of diabetes in that country was number one in the world. Now, again, you will adapt to some degree, but every time we've made a jump up, we become a little more sick. I mean, there's a real issue here. So the one thing you can do personally is, you know, hardwire your house. Put your cell phone at least one arm length away. I measured this on myself. When you put it one arm length away, it's not, it registers pretty much almost zero.
For those that don't know, it's the length of the transmitting antenna. It becomes half as weak each length away.
Right, right. So, yeah, it's the inverse square law. So all radiation goes down for every two times you, for every double of the distance, it goes down the square. So it goes down four times. So you need to do that. And that's why it does make sense to wear, to use wearables, to have things in your area that mitigate, the Wi-Fi's. In ionizing radiation, like we're talking about X-rays, you have to block it.
Let's go back to the start of World War II. They started heating up cans of beans at the end of World War II in England. They noticed people that worked around radar stations were getting cancer. That's in mainline history books. So these are broadcasting systems. Just as we don't see them, doesn't mean it's not shooting through our DNA, shooting through the neurons of our body, blasting through the molecules that make us up.
Oh yeah, and that's the point about treating things with wavelength too. The good news is this opens up the possibility for restoring health using this technology. Now, you know, I think we're way behind on that, but nonetheless, I'm not giving up hope on that. I hope that is what the med beds are out.
People ask, how are the globalists doing all this and protecting themselves? Well, they've got the cures, they've got the treatments.
Yeah, they know. You know, I'll bet you Bill Gates doesn't live in a Wi-Fi environment. I'll bet you he doesn't. You know, that's just for us. So we are being constantly toxified, and it's going to get worse. I think they're going to start dosing us with graphene. Now, there are some things you can do. Like, I like Bob Greska. I met years ago. Bob Greska is a real nanochemist, and he developed carbon-60, which is a buckyball. It's like 60 carbon atom. Carbon solution in solution, and it's an electron donor. One of the reasons I think that we're getting the final common pathway with this Rouleau formation, when your red blood cells kind of stand up and all clump together, and that's what can start these clots. And I'm not saying it's the only thing, but it can start it, is that these vaccines have cations in them. Yeah, there's the carbon-60. This is the antidote, but these cations, They strip the electrons from the laminar flow system of your capillaries, and so everything starts clumping together. What you need to do is restore the electrons. You need an electron donor. And so there's certain things that do that. I think carbon-60 makes a lot of sense. I also think chlorine dioxide makes a lot of sense. And un-Wi-Fi in your house. I think we have to do that. I think you have to get away from as much Wi-Fi as possible. You're going to have some, but it's dose-related. So even if you just turn it off at nighttime, the good news about the 5G is it doesn't travel that far. The bad news is they're going to improve everything. So
China's already rolling out 6G.
Yeah, and keep in mind, G is generation. So I don't know what 6G is, because 5G is anything over a gigahertz. Everything else before, our cell phones before, were always below 1 gigahertz. And now we're 1 gigahertz up to whatever they want to do, so I don't know what they mean by that. But I do know, and this was just reported, and I think it was Karen Kingston, it was somebody pointed out that looks at patents, and my eyes glaze over, but the Chinese patent for their vaccine, their COVID vaccine, admits to having graphene in it. So this is not just conspiracy stuff.
A global program. They're putting the plug in us, the interface. Dr. Lee Merritt, incredible hour. Please join us again very, very soon. TheMedicalRebel.com. We love you. We appreciate you. You're definitely over the target. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks. I got loaded phone lines here from Tim and Greg and Paul and Jonathan and Mike, and I said I'd get to your calls, so I'm going to do those, and then I'm going to hit the latest Trump news. I'm going to tell you what Trump's response to my ultimatum was. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.